Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Keystone. How may I help you?
This is Miss Green, correct?
Yes, it is.
All right. This is Aaron Jenkins from Family First.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay. So here's the, I guess, the mix-up with Miss Branch. When I went out to do her assessment, I asked her, do you have an agency in mind? She was not able to tell me the agency or anything like that. I said, I'm going on vacation. I want to submit this before I go or it's going to be held up. And so I said, let's find you an agency. And so that's what we did. I called her, and I have not been able to reach her to confirm. I get what you're saying, but until I speak with her, unfortunately, there's nothing I can do. So I did reach out to her. I left her a message this morning. I'm waiting for her to call me back. I didn't know.
Yeah, she's in the hospital right now. She should be released today, but they have to run some more tests on her because I spoke with her to ensure. I said, before I reach out, did you request somebody else? See, the thing is, that facility and also that supervisor of there, that's where she went through me. I have that whole facility. So I called the director and was like, hey, did Miss Branch choose to go somewhere else? And they were like, no. So anyway, long story short, I said, let me talk to her first. That's why I put her in the email. Let me talk to her first because if she did, then let me, so I can approach this in the correct way. And, but anyway, long story short, she said, no, I'm coming with you because we were looking to staff her because she did have somebody she was thinking of in terms of being the direct care worker.
She's not doing it. But she wasn't able to reach them or locate them. And I didn't want her to be without anything because I knew I was going on PTO.
Okay. Yeah, that's why. Now, so I sent you that text message with our provider ID number after I spoke with Ms. Branch. I sent you that also.
No, I have everything. I just need to confirm with her. That
yeah, not a problem.
You know, that's what she wants to do. So once she's discharged from the hospital, I'm going to have to see her anyway. But I can, if she gives me a call, I can easily send a request to you.
She's not admitted, so it's not going to be a trigger event or a change in condition. She went there today, and then she'll be released. I don't know if you have to do another assessment because it's not a full hospitalization.
No, did they keep her or they're not admitting her?
I don't think she's getting admitted. So I was on the phone with her when I heard the doctors in the background saying, like, you're good to go. But they want to do one more test. So it's not a full admit. So I don't think that's going to classify for you as a change in condition or a trigger event.
No, she didn't get that many hours either.
She did?
She didn't want any, I think she wanted 28 for the week because she said she pretty much said, I can do everything myself. I said, well, ma'am, if you keep on saying you can do everything yourself,
that ain't smart.
But we want people to be honest, right?
We want them to be honest, right? I explained to her the way Keystone works is that now as service coordinators, you can do a needs assessment. If that needs assessment comes back low enough, they can send it back to the county to see if you still need long-term care.
Right. And so they did not do that. They did give her something. But it isn't. She only wanted like 20 hours.
That's fine. You know, she wants to remain as independent as possible. That's love. She was in social services / government prior to her medical decline.
Yeah, I know. So, I know. We had a good talk.
Yeah.
I said, you at least need somebody to get in here and get these boxes and everything out of the way. I said, because you can't even move around in here.
Some of our folks, they got pride and all that, and I get it. You know what I'm saying? As my grandmother would say before she died, but you'll find out farting from sneezing in the long term because once you get to that point, you need the extra help. You know what I mean? So that's fine.
And she need these services. Like, I need my paycheck every 2 weeks, and she won't get her excuses. It's enough for y'all. I don't have to use the government.
Right.
However, everybody not doing it, and I'm going to need you to get these services. But at 84, I can't help you with this.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's 28. Okay. I gotta find a caregiver.
Something like 18 or something like that. So I'm gonna have to look. I'm gonna
Okay.
I'll wait for you, but I'm on my way from a visit. But when I get back, do you want me to just text this number directly?
You can text. No, this number right here is an actual. This is the Jobs Internet app, which does not receive any text message. Now, the number I text you with me, Alex, and Ms. Sherilyn, the one, that's my personal number. You can text that number.
Okay, I'm not
text
sure.
So what I'm saying, all right, so this number that I'm calling you from, this ends in 7412.
Uh-huh.
This is from the job, and it's actually an app. It's an internet app, but I can't receive texts. It's only inbound and outbound calls, and actually prior to 9 a.m., after 5 p.m., it goes directly to a service center. So the other number you have, that's my personal number. You can use that.
Okay.
So that one, that thread that ends in 0024, feel free to use that. I'm always available on that, whether that's phone or text.
Okay. I'll give you a text once I get back home, and I can see exactly what the authorization says, and I'll give you a text.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect. You know, I appreciate it.
No problem.
All right. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Have a good one.
All right.
Bye.